Welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK on this Friday afternoon. With us right now, where's the sun?
Well, it's coming. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. The warm weather is starting to show. You can smell spring. Do you smell it? You smell it? One of the secretaries at the office said today, yeah, doesn't it smell like worms?
Interesting way to put it. Well, and that was one of the first things that you said when you came in, and despite having no sunshine, which we always tease Joan, because whenever Joan is here, it is sunny.
Yeah.
And today when you came in, though, you said it's feeling like spring. You can just smell it in the air. So that's a good sign.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a good sign, and I think we're all ready. And I know it. Well, you tell me. I mean, to me, it would seem like in your business, weather would have a lot to do with the activity out there. And I mean, we've talked about it till the cows come home about how cold and snowy and wintry we've really had it right up to this point. So,
absolutely, you have no idea how much this winter has affected the real estate market. And, you know, coupled with that, we had a fabulous Olympics and everybody was really involved in that. So I think last weekend was really, really busy, very, very busy, you know. And since March break, we're seeing evidence that it's starting up. But, you know, it hasn't broken wide open as of yet. So if you're thinking about getting your property on the market, put it on now, because there's, you know, some areas and some product that it's in short supply. So, you know, I won't say it's a buyer's market or a seller's market, but I think it's going to be a very, very, very busy spring.
Absolutely. And it is going to start getting warm very soon here. And as Joan mentioned, it's starting already. So that'll have a big effect on everybody out there. And certainly the news that we heard starting yesterday afternoon about the mortgage rates and very good rates out there right now, that has to get people thinking.
Well, BMO's announcement that they're slashing the five-year mortgage rate to 2.99. You know, you have to remember that, when they did it before, they did it, I forget what year, or was it last year, Minister Jim Flaherty at the time expressed concern. Obviously, that generates a fair bit of activity because they're slashing it from 3.49 to 2.99. But I think that sometimes, you know, it really bodes well for generating a fair bit. The housing industry has a huge ripple effect within the community. So when it slows down a bit, although, you know, Toronto doesn't seem to be doing so, but certainly here in London, we've been a little slower than we like.
How is product on the market right now? I mean, do we have a decent supply, Joan?
We do. Oh, no, we're still considered, you know, a relatively balanced market.
Yep.
It may favor the buyer just slightly, but yet I'm finding that if you're submitting an offer, the sellers are knowing that the market will start up. So they're not giving away properties. I mean, they're still negotiating very clearly and very in a very strong way.
Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can reach Joan at any time, 519-672-9880, joanball.com, the website address. And Joan mentioned earlier on, if you're thinking about selling your home, get going, start making some tracks right now and contact Joan. She can help you out along the way, 672-9880. Steve Garrison was telling me just yesterday, a friend of his who lives just on the outskirts of the city and a fairly large home and large property and everything else, been there for several decades, and they have made the decision to downsize. They're going to move into the city. Kind of a tough decision to make, obviously, as it would be for anybody. But, you know, they've decided at this point of their life it is time to do that. What do you advise people when they are thinking, okay, is it time? Is it not time? Should we hold off for a little bit? I mean, there's so many things swirling around in the mind because, you know, you're used to your own little abode and the habits that you have and everything else. That's a big step to take for people.
Absolutely. I would say, other than first-time home buyers, this is the number one clientele base that I work with as well. I have a number of individuals who and couples who are thinking of moving into the one-floor condo or something, not the two story into a one-floor house, moving closer to the kids just because if something happens, then they're more accessible. So it's not a fast process. And I think that's important, that it really encompass the thought process of what that might look like, feel like, how that might work on the other end as far as getting their property prepared and ready to go as well. Some individuals are saying, okay, we're going to buy first and then we're going to sell our property because we just want to know that we've got the right one for us, right, and we're not as concerned about the sale of their property. And there's some things we can do to mitigate the, you know, any risk mm-hmm. in that end. So it does take a while to sort of put it together. I think so. It needs to be working with someone in a patient way that really recognizes and respects it's their time frame, not mine.
Right. And so you say, too, that's not something you jump into and just decide to do one day and do it the next day. I mean, this is a process.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It really needs to be. And even more so, you know, I've always said that the pre-listing process and looking at where you might go is really so integral to an effective plan. You need to have that in place. And even more so in these situations, sometimes it has, you know, such an impact on the kids. So, you know, maybe they don't want you necessarily moving next door, mm-hmm. but they would certainly encourage in the area. And say, you know, one couple that I'm working with, the kids are, one's, you know, way out in Byron and another one is in South London, closer to sort of the Warncliffe commissioner's area. So, you know, really getting something that's affordable for them. And, you know, and nobody wants to take on a huge mortgage when they're, you know, getting on as well. And I sort of couple myself with that crowd that, you know, retirement isn't that far away. And you want to be responsible as far as how much you're investing in the next property as well.
Absolutely. And so there are several options. You mentioned, say, the one floor condo mm-hmm. and different things like that. I question how people come to the ultimate decision of where they want to be. I mean, there's options then where, you know, your property and the maintenance and everything else could be taken care of for you. And if you're used to doing a lot of that, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a big change too for mm-hmm. people. So do they want that? Do they not want that? Mm-hmm. That's a big
well,
decision.
And there are condominiums where you can be the one who takes care of your gardens. And so you give it your own individual flavor. There's a courtyard with gardens in it. Or for some individuals, that's too big a step. So with setting them up with contacts for snow removal, yard maintenance, that kind of thing. So they still have some sense of control over that. And they can be involved to whatever degree they want. That may be a very viable option. I have one in particular, one widow who, you know, she's, I think, now 88 and she's in her own home
right.
and it works very well for her. She has a company that comes in and does the snow removal and shovels her walk and does the lawn maintenance, but she's very involved in a garden and, you know, wanting to a vegetable garden and wanting to do that herself. And it's worked very well. Kids are very involved mm-hmm. as well. You know, if it's an isolated individual and they're here by themselves without family, you know, that question I have to have with them as well.
Well, good for her. If we could all be so lucky. Mm-hmm. Joan Ball on Ask the Experts here on News Talk 1290 CJBK, joanball.com, the website address. And you can always find the listings that Joan currently has at the website, joanball.com. And you can phone her up at any time as well, 519-672-9880, 519-672-9880. If somebody does want to contact you, Joan, because they are thinking about putting their home on the market, obviously get in touch through the phone number or your website and you'll mm-hmm. come out and see them.
Absolutely. That's such a big part of the business now is really evaluating a property to give them as accurate an assessment as possible. And then from there, keeping an eye on the market because some people aren't ready for 6 months or a year to go on the market. So you need to update that evaluation when the time comes that you're really looking at putting the sign on the front lawn.
Are we typically still seeing a year-to-year increase, whether it be a big one
yes.
or a modest one
yes,
still here in this
we
area?
Are. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. The market is certainly recognizing itself upward. But, you know, I do say to people, real estate is cyclical. We've had a 12 year in uphill swing. Mm-hmm. So at some point, London doesn't have a huge downhill swing unless you're in the higher end properties. What London traditionally does in the average price range properties is just levels out.
Got it. Joan Ball on Ask the Experts here on News Talk 1290, CJBK 643 1290. If you have a question, you can give us a call. Lines are open, and we will be back with more here on Ask the Experts after these. Joan Ball with us on Ask the Experts here on News Talk 1290, CJBK from Royal LePage Triland Realty. The phone number to reach Joan is 519-672-9880, joanball.com. The website address, any homes that we should be mentioning?
Oh, yes, I have some great ones. North End, I have 138 Meadow Ridge Road, okay. Which is absolutely, you know, sometimes you walk into a property and you go, how old is this? And it is as clean and neat and well maintained as the day they purchased it. And it's up for $349.9. It's 4-bedroom, okay. Main floor family room, living room, dining room, eat-in kitchen, laundry on the main floor, beautiful ensuite, walk-in closet in the master. So that one is very well done. And also 868 Sand Cherry, which is a lovely street in Oak Ridge. And it's it really, with the woods across the street, it's such a mature, wonderful place to be in the summertime. These folks have also maintained their property impeccably, finished basement, 3 bedrooms, beautiful ensuite, walk-in closet. The extras go on and on and on. It's a lovely home, and it's being offered at $269.9.
Excellent. So if anybody would like some further information, check out the website, joanball.com, or give her a call at 519-672-9880. Question here in the mailbag, Joan, I want to ask you about, and that's from Tony and Sally. They would like to know, and has to do with their electricity. Is 60 amp service still permitted? It's been a while since we've talked about that. What is the latest?
Yeah, it's well, you know, there are a lot of properties in the city that still have 60 amp service. So this is the power that comes to the property. And insurance companies, when you're purchasing a property, will probably not allow 60 amp service any longer. So the service panel and the service to the house would have to be updated. So along with that, sometimes, you know, you obviously want to have an electrician go through, request a ESA certificate, a safety authority certificate, to indicate that everything is in, you know, up to code. But you can, although the 60 amp service may be grandfathered in for the present owner, yeah, at the present time, it will not likely be allowed or permitted under insurance. So the insurance company is really the one who forces you to update it.
So then the process would be, then, if somebody is selling their home and they have 60 amp, mm-hmm, they can do that, but
yes,
then the purchaser would have to have it upgraded before they can get insurance?
Yeah, I see properties up for sale all the time that do have 60 amp service, and it's a negotiated issue. You know, are the sellers going to do it? Is the buyer going to do it? Negotiate it into the price? Have, yep, they taken that into account when they've listed the property? But it is something that should be dealt at the point of either pre-negotiations or during negotiations.
Excellent. Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts. Thanks, Tony and Sally, for that question. Within the last week or so, the City of London released their construction zones that will be happening for the upcoming summer months. And obviously, mm-hmm, here in this area, like every other area, mm-hmm, there's a lot of construction that happens during those months. And got me thinking, too. I was thinking about you because of that. What are the effects of some streets really get torn up during these, mm-hmm, periods if they're putting in new sewer lines and everything else? If a home is up for sale, I mean, mm-hmm, is there serious detrimental,
yes,
effect?
Absolutely. Just even access and exposure. There are a number of properties that I've gone to show, and I have some wellies, I call them, in the back of the, you know, boots.
Okay. Yeah.
In the back of the car, because sometimes it's quite mucky to get into some of these properties, right, if they've torn up the sidewalks and such. And just as far as exposure, you know, people still drive around and look in areas that they want to be in just to see the front elevation and if they can't get to them. And I have had clients where the exposure has just been dropped right off, and we've had to take it off the market because we're just not getting the response through because people can't even get there.
It's quite a distraction and a frustration, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
And the construction will end, but sometimes people can't see through that.
And sometimes the construction is delayed, and that's the adds to the frustration for individuals because they think it, okay, that's great, we can plan on it here,
right.
And yet that's extended, and there's nothing they can do.
Have people ultimately then in the past lost some money then because of their home being up during some construction, and they've just sort of taken that hit because they wanted it sold and didn't want to wait?
Could be. I haven't been involved in anything like that personally. However, it really would depend on the motivation of the individual. If they're really not in a hurry and they're selling their property, then, you know, it's not as likely. But for whatever reason, there may be other issues. You know, there's some issues that happen with different properties that for whatever reason, they have to step back for a period of time.
Excellent. Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts, Royal LePage Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website address, and the phone number 672-9880. And we are heading into the very, very busy period of time when it comes to people selling their home.
Yeah, this is where we strap on our heavy gear and head into the trenches. It can get pretty busy in the next little while. We generally focus a lot of attention at this time of year because it'll go straight through. My estimation is that it will go straight through into July this year, and we'll be busy right on into the summer.
Joan Ball on Ask the Experts here on News Talk 1290 CJBK from Royal LePage Triland Realty. Joan's phone number 672-9880. JoanBall.com, the website address. We're back with more after these. Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts from Royal LePage Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website address, and the phone number 519-672-9880, 519-672-9880, getting set to head into what'll probably be a very, very busy spring for Joan and her colleagues in the real estate industry, because I think once this, and Joan told me earlier on in the show, once this weather really does start warming up, like we're going to experience this weekend, people are going to get out and things are really going to break open.
Absolutely. I know it.
And combined with, and we're talking during the break, the lower interest rates right now, it's just going to get people out there. Some activity will start happening.
Oh, yeah. And not to say that we haven't had activity. You know, certainly there are individuals that have prepared their property and got their property on the market, and properties are selling. I've been involved in a number of multiple offers already.
Yep.
So, but it's not at the same level as we normally see in the spring market. So just hang on to your hats.
Excellent. Time for one more out of the mailbag. Joan, Rebecca and Sam have a question. Why would we have to sign in when coming to view a property on an open house? Interesting.
Well, you know, an open house is really a privilege to go through someone's property. And it is conducting business. And for security aspects, some sellers, and quite rightly so, are requesting that information on individuals be recorded as they're going through the property. And we don't have a lot of here in London. We're pretty good. There are properties in the States in certain cities where you wouldn't even dream of having open houses, you know, because of the security aspect.
Yeah.
So it really is a privilege. It's not a right. Having, you know, said that, individuals who are selling their property obviously want to encourage people to come see their property, see if it works for them, if it's something that they can see themselves living in. So really, it's just a matter of being responsible on the part of the listing agent.
Makes sense. And most open houses these days, then, do you have to sign in? Yeah.
Yes, I would think that in most cases, you would be signing some kind of a registry. Now, when you're looking at new homes, sometimes you also have to sign a registry just to indicate that you're going through the home. And
makes sense.
Kind of thing.
Thanks, Rebecca and Sam. Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts from Royal LePage Triland Realty, 672-9880, joanball.com, the website address. Give her a call at any time. If you're thinking about buying or selling, you want the expert when it comes to that. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, 672-9880. And we appreciate Joan taking the time to join us here on Ask the Experts, as she does every other Friday. And I know you're very, very busy, Joan, so we'll let you go. And thank you once again.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you. Thanks to everybody for listening here on Ask the Experts. Join us Monday. More experts coming your way here on News Talk 1290 CJBK. In the meantime, please have yourself a great weekend.